This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A local Southwest Montana nonprofit organization, the Human Resources Development Council, or HRDC, has purchased a Belgrade trailer court to preserve critical affordable housing and prevent the displacement of community members. Belgrade Trailer Court was listed for sale in 2023 for $1.5 million. HRDC just bought the property and will continue the operation of the trailer park community with as few changes as possible. HRDC is considering two different long-term options for the Belgrade Trailer Court. Either HRDC will maintain ownership and operations, or residents themselves will form a resident-owned cooperative, or ROC, to purchase the property from HRDC and assume ownership as residents. In a resident-owned cooperative, homeowners form a nonprofit cooperative of which each household is a member. The cooperative owns the land and manages the business of the community. The Human Resources Development Council is a private nonprofit community action organization focused on providing emergency, short, and long-term housing, food assistance, and other services in southwestern Montana. A Butte silicon plant says it will shutter solid silicon production. Global semiconductor company REC Silicon is closing a major production line at its Butte facility because of higher electricity costs, a move that will cost jobs and signals a potential complication for federal efforts to strengthen supply chains for U.S.-based semiconductor manufacturing. REC Silicon, a Norway-based company, will close its energy-intensive Butte polysilicon business, which produces a solid silicon product used in semiconductors and solar panels. REC said that the closure in Montana was forced by higher power costs that will not allow for profitable operations for the Butte polysilicon production line. The company plans to continue polysilicon production for about 6 to 9 months to fulfill existing orders. REC Silicon employs about 300 people in Butte. The company also produces silane gas used for polysilicon and electronics manufacturing, and that part of the operation will continue operation in Butte. It's unclear how many jobs will remain there for the silane gas production only. REC operates U.S.-based manufacturing sites in Butte, Montana, and in Moses Lake, Washington. The Moses Lake plant was closed in 2019 as the Trump administration's trade war with China cut the company off from Chinese customers. The company last year reopened the Moses Lake plant in response to President Biden's efforts to promote the U.S. semiconductor industry. The polysilicon production process used at the Moses Lake facility uses between 80% and 90% less energy than the process used in Butte. Moses Lake in eastern Washington is also located near the Bonneville Power Administration's network of Columbia River hydroelectric dams. Much of Montana's electric grid, including the Butte area, is managed by Northwestern Energy. Northwestern says that REC Silicon is connected to that utility's transmission grid, but also buys electricity from a third-party supplier. A Wyoming company's innovative design could introduce smaller, horizontal wind turbines. Heirloom Energy Incorporated in Laramie, Wyoming, is a wind energy startup company that creates wind energy loops that operate horizontally and low to the ground. The design could produce hundreds of megawatts of power at a fraction of the cost. Instead of tall turbines with huge blades, the new design has a series of vertical blades low to the ground that move horizontally around an oval. The blades travel along a cable in a track atop a series of poles arranged in an oval. The wind catches and propels the blades on the home and the backstretch of the cable's track. Heirloom Energy got nearly $1 million in seed funding from the National Science Foundation's Small Business Innovation Research Grant Program. Heirloom's wind turbine design has been successfully tested in Pine Bluffs and with the U.S. Department of Defense in Paso Robles, California. This year, Heirloom plans to begin construction on a bigger pilot project that generates up to 1 megawatt of power outside of its Laramie headquarters. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.